Chapter 36. "I'm telling you," Molly said to Sonny from the passenger seat. "Gina Davis was in the passenger seat when they drove off the cliff." Sonny grinned. "Is this just a way to start talking again about Susan Sarandon's breasts being bigger than Gina's and yours being bigger than mine?" "Four kids," Molly said. "I earned these babies." They had driven along the water as long as they could. Then they were on I-95 in Amesbury before crossing the New Hampshire line. Waze had said the whole trip would take 90 minutes unless they encountered unexpected traffic. Molly had called Bo's number before they left Paradise, left a message when he didn't pick up, and followed that up with a text. No response to that either. But they had the address in Biddeford. Molly had called Joe Marino back after they'd left his office and gotten a contact with the construction foreman for whom Bo had been working. She'd called there and been told that Bo had taken some time they owed him after the 4th, because he'd worked through the holiday weekend. Molly asked the foreman if he could remember the last time he'd seen Bo.
"Last week sometime," he said. "Is he in some kind of trouble? He told me one time he'd put all the trouble in his life behind him."
"No trouble," Molly said. "Just want to ask him a few questions about a case I'm working." Now they were less than an hour out from Biddeford, and back to talking about Jesse, like he was a case they'd both been working for a long time.
"Tell me this," Sonny said. "There was never a chance of something happening with the two of you?"
"Never."
"So you're telling me that you never thought about him that way?"
Molly considered.
"That's a different question. Maybe when we first met, but it was the way you imagine being with an actor on TV or in the movies, an impossibility."
She reached over to the console, picked up her to-go cup of iced coffee, took a sip, put it back. A sign said they were coming up on Hampton, New Hampshire.
"I know this sounds lame," Molly said, "but for a long time I've thought of him as a brother."
"Oh, brother," Sonny said in a throaty voice, and they both laughed. They were listening to one of Sonny's jazz CDs, John Coltrane and Thelonious Monk, at Carnegie Hall.
"You wouldn't be here if things were good with Richie," Molly said. "You're not the type to juggle two men at the same time."
"Are you kidding?" Sonny said. "I can barely handle one."
She reached over for her own iced coffee.
"I can't be what Richie wants us to be," she said.
"One big happy family?"
"Yep," Sonny said. "Did you ever feel that Michael saw your relationship differently than you did?"
"Amazingly, no," Molly said. "That doesn't mean everything is perfect with us. It's not. We've had our problems. I think everybody except Barack and Michelle do."
Sonny smiled.
"Oh, I don't know," she said. "I was with Spike at a bar one time, and a guy we both thought was hot came walking in. And Spike said, 'Somewhere, somebody's tired of him.'"
"But no matter what," Molly said, "Michael always knew who he is, who I am, who we are."
"I feel that way with Jesse most of the time."
"I can tell."
"Doesn't mean he doesn't remain a hot mess."
Molly smiled.
"Hot and a mess, yes.
But in a weird way, even though he's still dealing with not drinking," Sonny said, "I feel as if I'm seeing him at his best at a time like this."
"Under pressure."
"Yeah."
"The old ball player in him," Molly said. "He wants the ball hit to him when the game is on the line."
"I really don't like baseball."
"He told me," Molly said. "I think there's couples counseling that can help out with that."
"You think he's glad I'm here?" Sonny said.
"Extremely."
"What do I do when Richie comes back?"
"Stay with him," Molly said. "Bring Rosie. He's a dog lover."
"I can't leave Boston," she said. "And he can't leave Paradise."
"You're both smart people," Molly said. "You'll figure it out."
There were signs for Portsmouth.
"You looking for permanence, Sonny?"
"Beats the hell out of me," she said. "All I know is this, if it makes any sense. Sometimes I feel like my best self is when I'm with him.
He told me the same thing.
He did?
He's like you, trained investigator.
Sonny said, I don't want to hurt him.
Don't worry, Louise, Molly said. I won't let that happen.
They drove the rest of the way to Biddeford, Maine, hoping to talk to Molly's old friend, Beau Marino.